U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When you fall in love, that other person may as well be a miracle. So vast is the appeal of the beloved, so remarkable and unearthly and rare, that sometimes the only way to describe it is to look away from the actual person and out toward other sights of beauty, awe, and delight. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" asked Shakespeare's love-struck speaker in Sonnet 18. But by the poem's second line, we learn that, no, a summer's day won't quite cut it. Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Sometimes, rather than striving to describe the lover's charms, the poet chooses to describe what it feels like to be subject to such devotion. I love these simple-seeming lines from Sappho. "It's no use, mother dear, I can't finish my weaving. You may blame Aphrodite. Soft as she is, she has almost killed me with love for that boy." No matter the strategy, love poems are necessary. They help us do the impossible work of summing up the huge, heart-bursting feelings that come from loving another person. Today's poem, Flesh, by Chinese poet Yi Lei, praises the beloved. But its speaker also takes advantage of the opportunity to sing her own praises. It's not everyone who knows how to love well, who can bless a lover with inexhaustible passion and unwavering devotion. The speaker of Yi Lei's poem is a woman who understands her own power and who is well aware of her own beauty. Reading it, I'm not sure who captivates me more, the beloved or the poem's ardent speaker. I take that back. I'm definitely in love with this poem's speaker, no matter who it is she happens to be celebrating. Yi Lei died last year at the age of 67, but she remains legendary for being the first contemporary Chinese poet to write boldly and unabashedly about female sexuality and desire. Her poems are visceral and exuberant. They are also poised, intelligent, and courageous in their willingness to take on topics of oppression and authoritarianism in modern China. Flesh by Yi Lei. "I'm a deep cave, starved for your wild blaze, a daylit cloud spread high above your lowlands. My legs are nimble as a climbing vine, my breasts as lucent as lilies. The breeze off a billowing osmanthus is my face, my dark hair rippling. The dew from my eyes drenches your desperation. The sea is bounded in its passion, but I am boundless, stretching in every direction. Nowhere will you find flesh more spotless than mine, flesh to make you rich, flesh you alone may squander. Peerless, my skin, incorruptible, flowering again, while all around me, age after age, falls to ruin." The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. Today's poem by Yi Lei was translated by me, Tracy K. Smith, and Changtai B. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at Slow Down Show.